Welcome to the Influential Women Podcast Special Edition for International Women's Day. It's for the week to celebrate our third birthday, and I'm now going to be chatting to Sam Day. Welcome, Sam.
Thank you very much, and happy birthday.
Oh, thank you very much. It's very exciting. Thank you very much. So your thriver and survivor story overcoming adversity is bravely tackling chronic illness that made you in pain, it made you weak, and it made you feeling depressed. I mean, that is
it did.
A very difficult situation, and unable to care for your children. How did you cope?
Yes. I guess the thing that helped is having good people around me and support. Otherwise, I don't know if I would have coped at all. Well, I guess as a mother, when you have children, actually, you have to cope. You find a way to cope. But it's not always a great way of coping. But yeah, I think the support of people around me who cared is what really made the difference to me.
Oh, fantastic. You had a very supportive husband, didn't you?
My husband was amazing, totally amazing. He works a 10 to 12 hour day, and he would see to the children in the morning. He would get them ready. My children were in primary school at the time. He would get them all ready, and then he would come home in the evenings and he would do dinner and bath time and the usual stuff. I mean, he worked his bum off, you know, he did amazing. He really was great.
So we give a shout out to him. What's his name then?
Gareth.
Gareth, well done. So you had post-viral chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, sleep apnea, and then you went to develop breast cancer. I mean, you've had a heck of a time, and so young.
I have. Yeah, I mean, it all started actually. I had a full hysterectomy at 37. I'd had some women's issues up until that point, which led to the hysterectomy. And I don't know if it was the trauma on my body or what it was, but everything kind of seemed to go downhill from that point onwards. Initially, I was put on HRT, and most women, you know, on HRT. But I started becoming more poorly, and in the end I wanted to come off all medication because I didn't even know why I was feeling so well and if it was a side effect of the tablets. And I just kept going more and more downhill to the point that in the end it clearly was, there was an issue of some sort. You know, I was losing strength in all my muscles. I felt like I was coming down with flu all the time, headaches and dizzy spells, and it just was constant, and then it would come and it would go and it would come and it would go, and it was bizarre. It was the strangest thing. And I'd often think I was coming down with something, and then I'd rest because I felt so poorly, and then I'd feel a little bit better, carry on again. And then we'd keep going around in that circle, and it was crazy.
Gosh, you poor thing. That sounds horrendous to deal with, especially with children around as well. So you turn to CBD cannabis oil, which is now legal and ethical in this country.
It is, totally.
Change your life.
I mean, it literally did. I can't, you know, it sounds like a fairy story, but within a week of starting taking it, it literally gave me my life back.
And
within 1 week for me. I mean, it's not that way for everybody, obviously, but for me, it literally took a week.
Wow. And you were able to get that at the time medically, you were allowed to get that.
I mean, the whole time that I've been poorly, I mean, I was from being diagnosed with chronic illness, I was 39, and I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2017, which is what, 3 years ago, and I'm now 49. So it was 7 years between being diagnosed with chronic illness and being diagnosed with breast cancer. And that entire time I'd been looking at CBD, but I was frightened to try it because it's cannabis. And even saying the word, people go, oh, cannabis. So I believed all the myths about it, which a lot of people do, because there's a lot of stories about people smoking and it being a gateway drug. But I educated myself over that time. And then when I was diagnosed with breast cancer, because all the side effects of the treatment, they were all the same as the issues I was facing with chronic illness anyway, which is fatigue, bone pain, joint pain and muscle pain, as well as nausea and other issues, insomnia as well. I was thinking, well, I've got all that anyway, so the cancer treatment's going to make it even worse. I really don't want to do this. And I was feeling quite overwhelmed. So kind of got to the point where I was desperate enough to just give it a go.
And it worked. And now you're involved with helping to sell that to other people, are you?
Yes.
As a distributor.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, it amazed me so much. I kind of became a CBD evangelist, and everybody I spoke to could see the difference in me. And they were, and I would say, well, it's all down to CBD. And then before I knew it, people were saying to me, well, where can I get CBD from? I want to give it a go. So I was selling it just for other companies. And, you know, because I was feeling better, it got to the point where it's time to go back to work. What am I going to do? And I wanted to do something I believed in and loved. And I just had this moment, why don't I sell CBD? What had stopped me from trying it all those years is because I was scared to try it. Because, you know, when you buy things from the internet, how do you know it's safe? Who do you know you can trust?
Yeah.
So I thought, you know what? I'm going to be that person for people. I'm going to be the one that people can know that it's a trustworthy source, and I can help educate people about it as well.
Gosh, good for you. So you used your adversity to advantage, and now you're helping others, which is brilliant. And that's just what our podcast is about. It's thriving survivors like you. It's people that take adversity and turn it into something positive. And good for you. And it's called Happy Hemp.
Thank you.
Is that your name?
It is. Yeah, Happy Hemp is happy spelled H-A-P-I, hemp. And that's because basically it brought my happiness back, you know. And I work with Lorraine, and I put the business together, and Lorraine's got her own story, her own journey, how she discovered CBD. And we were friends anyway. And we just kind of got together over it and had a chat, and we both loved it and were passionate about it. And that was it. The rest is history. We just could not wait to get going because we both love it so much.
Well, I love those sort of good news stories. So after, as you say, 12 grueling months of chemotherapy, surgery and radiotherapy, you were cancer-free, but you felt so exhausted. This literally changed your life. A product that can't be without research, I saw on your notes. You fully support anyone's decision to do some research. So you offer a full range of products, including ingestible oils, edibles, including tea, moisturizer, and even bath salts. I didn't realize there's a whole range.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, initially, it was the CBD oils that my initial interest was in. But this is where Lorraine came in, because she loves all things beauty products and that kind of thing, and skincare. And so we put our heads together and thought, well, you know what? Some people don't want to take it orally. So maybe there's other ways we can look at that as well. So, you know, I use it on my nails. One of the side effects of chemotherapy, I don't know if it's the radiotherapy that did it, but I know definitely the chemotherapy ruins your nails. And using CBD cream, just rubbing it in on my nails, you know, they're never going to be brilliant, but it just makes such a difference. It just strengthens them. I don't know why, I don't know how it works, it just does.
It's a medicinal plant. Fantastic. So where do people find?
Yes, we are at www.happyhemp.co.uk. We're also on Facebook, on Instagram. Our Facebook is at Happy Hemp. Instagram is Happy Hemp UK. And we're also on Twitter, I believe, as well.
Brilliant. So you're out there. Well, good luck with that. What's the mantra for living your life now, then?
I think for me, it is, you know, there's no guarantees for tomorrow. I've learned that lesson. I've had my second chance here at life. I don't know how long I've got left. So just live life to the fullest you possibly can, and take everything one day at a time, because, you know, and this is what I feel about International Women's Day. It's a sisterhood. It's women supporting women, cheering women on. Some of us are in good times. Some of us are in challenging times. And for those ladies in the challenging times, I said, don't give up. The good times can come back. And I've been there. I've been that person. I thought my life was done. I thought it was over. I didn't think it was ever going to get better again. A few times in my life, I've felt that. And look at me now. You know, I'm nearly 50 years of age. I've just started my own business. And I want people to see that my story's far from over now. But, you know, looking at me 10 years ago, people might have felt differently. So don't ever give up.
Bless you. Brilliant. And that will really help others. You know, you've been through a lot, and you're a true survivor. And we thank you for that on
Thank you.
Women's Day, and being a woman and what it means to you and to others today. So appreciate that. So thank you so much, Sam. We wish you all the best with your treatment and helping and healing others. And as a brave mother of three, one that refused to let her illness rule her life, who's rebuilt her life, her family and a new business. Good luck with that. This Influential Women's Podcast Special Edition is produced for International Women's Day by co-founder and host presenter Nikki Bannerman and award-winning co-producer and co-founder Juliet Nichols. More episodes are available on Spotify, Google and Apple Podcasts, and you can find us on influential_women_podcast on Instagram and on Twitter at influentialpod.